Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very tough act to follow with Sweeney and Eddie C. And we'll get into some baseball a little bit later on. But right now it is a good evening to you and IUB at 10:05, 20 seconds to go right along with it. On a Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City, Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer, Wally Rosenberg. There on the other side of the glass, 1-877-337-6666. A four-hour schmooze right up until JJ After Dark at 2 on your fan, New York City. And we'll get to some baseball. I did talk with Sweeney and with Eddie C. just a few moments ago about Marte and the Mets. As you know, Marte is now an Arizona Diamondback. Wanted to know if the Mets were involved. We'll get into that. And also, as you know as well, that the Houston Astros have a brand new manager. But we get to the NBA, and we'll get to the Knickerbockers in just a second. It really is about the game that wasn't played tonight and what was going on at the Staples Center. The TNT group was there because they were to do the Lakers and the Clippers tonight as the second game of a TNT doubleheader. And from what I understand, I didn't see any of this. I was watching the Knickerbockers. My bad, I apologize. But from what I understand, Shaquille O'Neal in tears, Jerry West was there in tears, a number of NBA types, former NBA types, again, the TNT crew. They were there. No game, as you know, between the Lakers and the Clippers tonight. And Jerry West still in tears. And again, with Shaquille O'Neal with the tears, as the crocodile tears, from what I understand, as big as he is. And probably with the two of them and so many others as well, they probably haven't stopped shedding tears since they heard the tragic news from Sunday afternoon. So no Lakers and Clippers tonight. And, of course, still mourning the loss of Kobe and his daughter. And you don't forget, ever, not only them as the superstar basketball player who defines his generation with his five championships, the whole thing, but also how close he was to his daughter, who wanted to play pro basketball as well. So obviously, you don't forget those two, and you don't forget the seven other people considered super special people by their own families and friends. So the NBA moving forward tonight, and again, still debatable, and it still has been debatable whether or not game should have been played on Sunday night. They were all scheduled except for the Lakers and the Clippers tonight. And also the New York Knickerbockers. See, you can talk about the NBA, but then you have to separate the NBA from the New York Knickerbockers, a sometimes borderline NBA team. They played tonight. Did you notice? With the Knickerbockers, you sometimes can't tell if they're playing with heavy heart, tanking, or going all out, looking good, losing. And as you know by now, again, even though you may not admit it, I bet some of you did see the game. And the Knickerbockers, as you know, were along Tobacco Road tonight. They had a 13-point lead In the first half, Charlotte dwindled it down to only 3 at the half. Julius Randle with 18, the Knicks up 50-47, 24 minutes into the game, and the Hornets shooting only 37%. Two teams near the bottom in terms of scoring. So not surprising, 50-47 at the half, but the Knickerbockers were up 3. Of course, the Hornets in the third quarter would come back to take the lead with Terry Rozier catching fire with his 19 halfway through the third quarter. And in that final minute of the third quarter, the Hornets had 4 offensive boards in one possession. Yet after 3, Charlotte had a 2-point lead, 68-66. Randle had 18 at the half and 30 for the game. Rozier had 19 at the end of 3 and 30 for the game. He led Charlotte. Now, Randle, he had the 18 at the half, and had 18 after 3, 24 for the game. Another way of saying 6 in the second half. Charlotte ends its 8-game losing streak. And if you're going to end it, why not the Knickerbockers, 97-92, the final. And if you were watching the game, you saw right around the 2-minute mark of the fourth quarter, Morris with a terrible offensive foul that was called on what could have been a 4-point play. And it looked as though it was going to be that. He made the shot, but they called an offensive foul on him, taking away, again, a possible 4-point play. And certainly you can talk about that as the biggest play inside the last 2 minutes of the game. Yes, the NBA moving forward, but moving forward with still the thoughts and feelings and emotions of loss from Sunday. And tonight in Charlotte, the video, the moment of silence, a 24- and 8-second violation. So, you know, so soon after Sunday, the feelings of loss still so great. And you got to believe, as the Knickerbockers and everybody else taking the court tonight, the life and times of Kobe Bryant are very much on everybody's mind.
As we go through this, you know, real life things are going on. And, you know, we our locker room had some heavy hearts in there.
Knox makes his move, throws it up. Mitchell Robinson with his second highlight alley-oop dunk. Bryant for 3. That's it. Bryant shoots just 31% from downtown, but he puts the Lakers up by 5.
Kobe was an icon, and you always wanted to be like, you know, I got to compete against him a couple times and, you know, actually get to talk to him. And, you know, just be around him. The aura he gave off was just his greatness.
That pass. And Kobe Bryant with a dunk, and it's a 1-point game.
We saw New York fans appreciate good basketball, and they always respect the great players that come through here.
The greatest scoring game in the history of Madison Square Garden now belongs to Kobe Bryant. 61 points tonight as the Lakers defeat the Knicks.
He was always supportive, always like a first-class kind of guy. He played in street tournaments. He loved the game all throughout the years. Whenever I saw him, always pick his mind about the game. No matter who he was, he would give you the same love. It feels like you just lost your superhero.
All we need now is for Kobe to score this possession, right? The roof is going to blow off this place.
Bryant spinning, ball away.
It's Kobe posting and toasting, much to the delight of the crowd.
I'll never forget, I went to the lobby once, and when he came to the Garden, I thought I was in L.A., man. I saw so many number 8 jerseys and Laker fans. I was flabbergasted.
Crowd getting on its feet. Bryant turns, fires, and it's...
How many different times the fans were chanting, you know, his name. I thought that was a really classy tribute by the fans.
And a of course, everybody remembers the 61 at the Garden. He had 81 in one game, of course, and in his final game, scoring 60. So, again, since Sunday afternoon with the unspeakable tragedy, we still speak, and most of the speaking you are hearing with the reactions and remembering Kobe, much of the speaking is certainly coming from the heart. And it is so safe to say, and listen, as a disclaimer, and many of you may know, I mean, I didn't root for him. I didn't want him or his team to ever win. But we are finding out since his passing, as tragic and unspeakable as it was and still is, the bottom line is we're finding out a lot more about him as a human being. And not just as a father and not just as a husband. He's writing books and with the film and with other businesses that he's been involved in. You are learning and finding out more information about him as a person, not the basketball player you may have rooted for, because we know Faker fans are all over the country, whether you rooted for him or not, whether you were a Hollywood fan or not, you are finding out about the human being. And the human being, you're finding out with other NBA players, with family, with friends, with children, promoting women's basketball. You can go on and on and on. And you are finding that if you didn't root for him and if you didn't want his team to win, of course, what you are finding out now is more the human side of Kobe Bryant. And it makes it even that much more tragic with what happened on Sunday. The Nets, as you know, since we're on with the NBA here and the subject with the basketball and the remembrances and the tears that still flow, that's for sure. The Nets back in action, back to the floor tomorrow. And Spencer Dinwiddie, regarding Kobe, his childhood hero, changing his number to 26 and explaining on Twitter that he chose 26 because his son was born on April 20th and he was born on the 6th, he could also be thinking of Kobe with this, Kobe's number 24 and his daughter's jersey number 22 for that 26 that Dinwiddie is now going to change his number to. And a great job also, I'm sure many of you picked up on UConn, and that's where Gianna wanted to play her college basketball. And what UConn did, was, and you may have seen this already, but what UConn did, taking a jersey with her number two and draping it over a seat on the bench with some flowers, a huge and very, very nice touch on the part of UConn basketball. And we have found plenty to speak about regarding Sunday's unspeakable accident. And even if you were, again, not a fan of Kobe or his team, discovering the human side of Kobe Bryant with all that we have been making reference to, just makes it even that much more tragic at the age of 41, his 13-year-old daughter. And again, you cannot forget, and none of us should ever forget, the other seven who were considered superstars to their family and their friends. Kevin Durant earlier today, he was saying he felt like he knew from Kobe his entire life and LeBron James. LeBron James feels that Kobe's legacy now becomes his responsibility. I'm not sure I understand all of that, because LeBron has his legacy and certainly Kobe Bryant has his legacy. But LeBron feels and came out and said so earlier today about he feels responsible for picking up Kobe's legacy. And I think following in the footsteps, probably would be maybe a little bit more clear with what he has in mind, living the good life, not only as a basketball player, but after. So I suppose that is what LeBron James is talking. And again, so many other NBA players still with number change, and as we saw with the number of the NBA games tonight, with the 8-second violation with the backcourt, the 24-second shot clock violations. So all of that will continue, and just it all just says something about the impact that he had.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.